The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Kim.com. Simply safe. Kim.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
106.3 KMED. And this is The Bill Myers Show.
Quarter after eight. Wrong John Williams theme. Got the right John Williams theme up here for E.T. Yeah, it's a Diner 62 Real American Quiz. And we're here to help you get a winner. Be a winner, get a little bit more informed. And let's go to Lauren. Hey, Lauren, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. I'm scared of being number one, though, but I'll do my best.
This could be tough. I don't know. But we'll see how much you know about E.T., the extraterrestrial, was released today in history. It was June 11th, 1982. At that time, 34-year-old director Steven Spielberg reportedly drew on his own experience. He was a imaginative, kind of a lonely child of divorce. And this is how he ended up coming up with E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Now, from the time that E.T. had its first showing, Lauren, did you ever see that movie back in the day?
Yes, I believe I took my daughter to see that one time.
Okay, yeah, well, good. You were a good dad, all right? But even the Cannes Film Festival, the buzz was overwhelmingly positive. They talked about it as a perfectly poised mixture of sweet comedy and 10-speed melodrama, of death and resurrection, of a friendship so pure and powerful it seems like an idealized love. Okay, that's kind of crap, but still, it was a decent movie, okay? It took in $435 million, re-released in 1985, and a special 20th anniversary edition issued in 2002. It also had an immediate impact on the sales of a particular candy. Which candy was it here, Lauren? Was it A, M&M's? Was it B, Pop Rocks? Was it C, Spree's? D, Skittles? Or was it E, Reese's Pieces? What do you think about that? It's one of those five.
I think it was Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks? No. That was a great one. That another great candy of the 80s. But no, wasn't that one. I appreciate you trying. Let me go to Jerry. Jerry is on the road here right now. Hey, Jerry, how are you doing? Good morning.
Hey, good. Good morning. I know this one.
You know this one? Okay, so was it M&M's, Spree's, Skittles, or Reese's Pieces?
Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
You're a winner!
Yeah, you got it. E.T. the Extraterrestrial had Reese's Pieces flying off the supermarket shelves. In the film, Elliot persuades E.T. to follow him home, lays out a trail of Reese's Pieces. And by the way, sales of Reese's Pieces, according to Hershey, tripled after E.T. And the candy was already part of the script. Steven Spielberg originally approached Mars, and they declined. Hershey was willing and decided to use Reese's Pieces. So that's, product placement was really part of that. And a little side note here, Drew Barrymore got the part after auditioning for another movie. And while Steven Spielberg was in pre-production for E.T., he was also working on the 1982 horror classic Poltergeist. Drew tested for the lead of Carol Ann, which went to Heather O'Rourke. But after the audition, Spielberg said Drew wasn't right for the horror movie, but he had another role for her. So there we go. Interesting story behind everything E.T. And Jerry, we're sending you to Diner 62. Hang on, my friend. We'll be right with you, okay? And this is going to be just great stuff. We're going to have another Diner 62 quiz tomorrow. We're going to have a Diner 62 quiz every day this week until I go on vacation, because I'll go on vacation Friday. Okay, we're going to have all the fun stuff.
Do you think Dad wants another tie this Father's Day? Heck no. Get Dad a banging gift from Good Guys Guns. Good Guys is filled with all the things Dad really wants. With over 130 handgun models in stock, rifles, shotguns, hard-to-find ammo, holsters, target stands, red dots, and optics, Good Guys has the perfect gift. Not sure what Dad needs? Good Guys has gift cards, too. Good Guys Guns, the Valley's firearm leader. At 4934 Crater Lake Avenue in Medford, Good Guys Guns.
If you have an Alexa device, you can listen to great news and talk anytime by first asking Alexa to enable KMED. After enabling the skill, you can listen to the most popular talk personalities like Bill Meyer and Lars Larson, plus local news and weather 24 hours a day by just asking Alexa to play KMED. Alexa streaming on KMED is made possible by Megan McPherson at Farmers Insurance, Father and Son Jewelry, Hardcastle's Trailers, and Pacific Healthcare Training.
You're looking for a career and not a job, or maybe you're already working a boring job and you want more out of life, but you're not sure what to do. Nursing Pathways at Asante has an answer, a career in healthcare. Pacific Healthcare Training in Central Point has a secure, recession-proof opportunity for you. Our local hospitals want to invest in you, and they'll pay for your training. Scholarship money available, tuition reimbursement too, good wages and benefits. PacificHealthcareTraining.com. Now that's a career. Call today.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. General Motors has announced a new $6 billion stock repurchase authorization has been approved by its board. The new buyback authorization comes as an accelerated $10 billion share repurchase program announced back in November is expected to be completed by the end of this month. Shares of GM are up 1%. Starting from 2030, MasterCard will no longer require Europeans to insert their card numbers manually when checking out online, no matter what platform or device they're using. Instead of the 16-digit card number we're all accustomed to using, this will be replaced by a randomly generated token. Consumers will be able to make one-click payments at the checkout page using biometric authentication with a thumbprint. Stocks are mixed. The Dow Industrials down 204, the NASDAQ up 25, the S&P 500 down 11. Once again, stocks are mixed. That's your money now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Libertarians want to vote for me, and most of them will, because we have to get rid of the worst president in history.
Summer is coming.
The fact that he was there competing for those votes shows he's playing offense.
And everything is heating up.
There's a reason that Joe Biden is hemorrhaging support among the youth.
Whatever the warmer months hold in store.
If Joe's conduct and the conduct of his family were fully legal and proper, then why are they so dishonest about it?
You know where to find it.
We're ensuring democracy delivers for our people.
News Talk 106.3 KMED.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
By the way, breaking news here. Hunter Biden convicted on all charges. Making false statements on an ATF form that would have kept in the gun dealer's records. Also guilty. Just basically, he's been convicted. Now, of course, how will he be punished? That will be the big question. President Biden has said that he will not pardon him. So there we go. Hunter Biden is, by the way, possession of gun by prohibited person. That's the third count, too, from what I understand. So that is the that's the breaking news. So he's guilty on all these charges. Okay, all right. Let me go back to something going on around here. Jonathan Knapp joins me. And hello, Jonathan. Good to have you on. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you.
Jonathan, you are, we just wrapped up months and months of battling intrusions against county charter changes in Jackson and Josephine County. And we were successful. In fact, the charter changes in Josephine County went down in flames, probably because they were trying to do too many things at once and people saw through the charade. In Jackson County, though, other than the pay thing, which doesn't matter, it all went down in flames, too. And now you are coming back and trying to go for another charter change. And I'm kind of intrigued as to why you wish to do so. And why don't you break that down for us, please?
Yeah. So when the CRG was putting their charter on the May ballot, we were also collecting signatures.
By the way, that was Citizens for a Responsible Government, right? Isn't that what they were? Just want to make sure people know what that is, so they didn't know what CRG was.
Yeah, what that stands for. Perfect. Yeah, so we were doing basically dueling signature collections, and they received enough to put it on the charter. So we stopped because we didn't want to confuse the voters with two charters on the same ballot and having the voters have to pick which one they were voting for and making sure they were voting for or against the right one or the wrong one.
Yeah.
And in the process, we had a great opportunity to get a lot of public feedback on where they thought ours should go and what they thought was wrong with the Citizens for Responsible Government one. And so during that process, I was working on a new version, which we have now submitted to the clerk for the signature process and hopes to put that one on the November ballot in front of the Josephine County voters.
Okay, very good. And this one would be about partisanship, right? What would it do?
Yeah, so this one has several big changes in it. One of them, of course, the first and probably most important one is the body politic. It would change Josephine County from an agency of a state to a body politic, which will give us more standing as our state.
I just want you to stop right there. I want you to stop right there, Jonathan, all right? Real American salute for bringing up what yours truly, Mr. X, and others have been talking about for a number of years, changing the legal definition of the county to more of a we the people stance. I'm good with that. All right. Excellent plan.
Good.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah, so that'll give the voters here more control over what happens in Josephine County. And then you hit on the partisanship. This will require all candidates to declare their political affiliation at the time that they file to run. So you will know who you're voting for. You will know what their platform is, which is typical across a lot of Oregon and the rest of this country, and how we ever got to a nonpartisan primary in Josephine County, I don't know. But we want to take it back. I want to take it back to where a candidate has to be upfront and truthful and tell you who they are.
Mm. Essentially, what this means then is as an example, the county commission races will no longer be necessarily at the point where it is, two Republicans, the top two Republicans necessarily battling. It'll always be a Republican, the top Republican, and the top Democrat candidate, right? It's essentially where it will be.
That is correct. That's how the primary system is supposed to work.
Mm-hmm. And what about if you're a non-affiliated voter then? I mean, you could actually run for office, though, and just say, I am a non-affiliated a candidate, right? You're not a member of either party, correct? You can still say that.
Exactly. That doesn't change. Anybody can file to run for office. The only thing that changes is that only the Republicans would be on the Republican primary ballot, and only Democrats would be on the Democrat ballot.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them would move on to the general election, and they would get their day in court, as you say. And if they present a case, they would get in. A lot of our non-affiliateds actually should belong to a party. They're registered, as I heard earlier in your show, they're registered at the time that they get their license, and they just leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this will encourage them to not leave it alone, but take an active interest in politics and register.
Does this, this is Initiative Petition 2024, if I recall correctly. That's the name of it, right?
Yeah. Okay. 2024-1.
2024-1. Okay, great. And you're just in the signature gathering stage right now, correct?
Yeah, we got stalled, interestingly enough. The previous chair of the Democrat Party challenged the title, even though it's the exact same title, word for word, that the Citizens for Responsible Government, the Democrats, put forward. And so now it has to go through the legal process for a judge to rule that our title is exactly the same, and once they do that, then we will begin collecting signatures.
Okay, so you will be collecting signatures. Is the goal to have this on the November election or at another election cycle? What do you say?
Because of two things we haven't talked about, our goal is the November election, which means we need 4,000 signatures in 2 months, so we need 500 a week. So it's incumbent on every registered voter in Josephine County to seek out this petition and sign it, because the two other things that are really important is a prohibition on a sales tax, which the city plans to put on the ballot,
mm-hmm.
and a prohibition against ranked choice voting, which the state has already put on the November ballot.
This is interesting. So I see then your initiative petition 2024-1, this is almost like inoculating against potential poison being brought in through the state system, right? Is that kind of what I'm hearing then, Jonathan?
That's exactly what it is. When we were doing the last run, voters said, but what if this happens? What if this happens? What if this happens? So we said, let's write this to cover most of the what if this happens.
I think this is intriguing. This is intriguing. Could you gather some signatures and do that in Jackson County, too? Could you do that?
Yeah, I wish we could. Yeah, 500 a week is going to be tough here.
Yeah.
But with shows like yours, hopefully people will seek out this petition. We're going to try to do it this weekend, Father's Day at Pottsville.
Oh, really? I'm going to be at Pottsville. I can't wait. I never miss Pottsville. That's one of my favorite things to do every year. I know it's one of the weirdest things people think about me, but love Pottsville.
The show is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And hopefully that'll be our first public event, as long as we can get through the courts by Friday, and we should be able to do that.
Okay. So Saturday at Pottsville, the tractor show, the old-time tractor show, the hit-and-miss engines, dang, you know, all that kind of stuff and everything. I love that. That is why. That, to me, is Father's Day weekend. What a great time to be able to. I wish I could sign this, but I'm a Jackson County voter, but I can watch everybody from Josephine County sign the petition.
That's,
okay?
That's right. You can come by and shake their hand for signing it.
All right. Now, what I'm kind of wondering about here, Jonathan Knapp on the show this morning, initiative petition 2024-1. And this would do a lot of county charter changes, which would be good. What would be your answer then? I just want to see, you know, how you're thinking about this. When people say, well, why would you want to change the relationship of the state? What might be one of your answers, you know, to a body politic first rather than I think right now it's agency of the state is what we say right now.
Yeah, so being a home rule county, body politic really gives us a lot of power. It's what in court they call standing. Mm-hmm. So, for example, recently Oregon legalized marijuana and Josephine County sued the state not wanting to make it legal in Josephine County, and it was tossed by the judge because we were suing ourselves. Mm-hmm. Had we been a body politic, we would have had standing, and Josephine County could have run a initiative to make Josephine County, for example, a marijuana dry county, or a psilocybin dry county, or when 110 passed, they could have said heroin, opium, PCP is illegal in Josephine County. So a body politic gives you a lot more standing in court to argue that rules passed by the state don't necessarily apply. It's like the dry counties in the East. They make whiskey there, but you can't buy it there.
Interesting. Interesting, Jonathan. I would also add to them, if anybody criticizes wanting to change the legal definition in the very beginning of the charter, all you have to do is remind them that Multnomah County in Portland is defined this way. So just remember that. Tuck that away. Okay?
Perfect.
And if it's good enough for Multnomah County, it's good enough for little old Joe County. Okay? We'll just leave it at that. Do you have a website, a Facebook page, anything else supporting this initiative petition? What say you?
We haven't uploaded anything yet, but it is the We the People JoCo.com.
Okay.
But I believe the old one is the one that they're going to see if they go on there today. So don't go there and read that one and think that's the right one. As soon as the county approves this one, we will post this one up for the public to read, as well as the printable online petition forms that they can print at home, sign, and drop off.
By the way, Jonathan, could you email a copy of your petition to me, bill@billmeyershow.com? Could you do that? I'd just like to take a look at it in its entirety.
I can absolutely do that. Yeah.
All right. Jonathan, thank you for the work on this. I think now this is an example of a charter change, which I think helps everybody. And by the way, it helps everybody, Democrat and Republican. It helps the county be a little bit stronger in legal standing. I think it's a good plan. Really is. Thank you so much. Good having you on.
Thanks for having me on.
Jonathan Knapp, Joe County. It is 8:33 at KMED, KCMD. I want to take a look at that petition, and we'll talk more about that in the coming weeks. News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
This is an SRN News special report. I'm Jeremy House. Jurors in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial in Delaware have found President Biden's son guilty on all three counts after 3 hours of deliberations over 2 days. Hunter Biden was accused of lying when he swore he wasn't a drug user to buy a gun in 2018. As for the three felonies Biden was found guilty of, the first was lying to a federally licensed gun dealer. He was also found guilty of making a false claim on the application by saying he wasn't a drug user. And the younger Biden was found guilty of illegally having the gun for 11 days. Hunter Biden stared straight ahead and showed little emotion as the verdict was read. Defense lawyers had argued the prosecutors didn't prove their case. This was the first of two trials Hunter Biden is facing. This has been an SRN News special report.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance-free colors, warranted steel panel roofing and siding options, plus alternative finishes like stone, brick, or wood siding to match your aesthetic and functional requirements. Roofing material options too. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Open for business, and we have Charisse here. Charisse from No Wires Now, nowiresnow.com. Charisse, how are you doing this morning? Welcome back. Great to have you here.
Great. Hey. Good morning, Southern Oregon.
Yes, we want you saving some money here, and what you do is that you call or text message Charisse and send a copy of your bill, become a client of hers, and she will help lower bills. She'll take back the equipment if you end up switching and doing various things. And you're what, a Dish Premier retailer, I think, if I recall correctly? Give me the particulars.
I'm the only Dish Premier retailer in the Pacific Northwest.
In the whole Northwest? Woohoo! All right. But, you know, the point being, though, is that you're here and it's a family-run business and you're out on Biddle Road in Medford, but you serve all over Southwest Oregon. Do you even go to Northern California? Just kind of curious. I don't know if you go that far or not.
Yeah. Redding, Northern California, Klamath Falls.
Oh, my gosh.
Anywhere. If you hear me on the radio and you have a bill that's too high, call me and I'll give you advice.
Okay. Well, what kind of deals do you have going on right now? Okay.
Of course, my free cell phone for a year. That's my favorite deal. Cell phone bills are, oh, my gosh, people pay $200-$300 a month for cell phones. And I help people get their cell phone bills from $300 to $80. And through Verizon, you get the Verizon towers. I help you lower your Spectrum internet bill. Mm-hmm. I help you save money on the TV. It just depends on where you live. If you live out in the country, you know, I can offer that new Juniper 3 satellite internet. So I offer that also. So it just depends. Like, if you got the Spectrum bundle, you're the number one candidate to come talk to me. If you have a Spectrum bill, it's over $200. The bill keeps going up.
Yeah, it doesn't take long to hit $200. It really doesn't.
It doesn't.
Now, you know, is there any way to help out maybe some of the people who are kind of locked into Spectrum, like let's say on an apartment complex, for example? Is there any way you can help people out like that?
Yes. Oh, there goes my alarm. Oh, how do I turn that off? Hold on, Bill. Let me see here what's going on.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, you have to have the alarm go. You have to have the alarm turned off. Otherwise, it's just going to interrupt the entire broadcast. And boy, we don't want that happening. You got it?
Yeah, I think it went off.
All right.
Yeah, I think it went off. So the apartment complex deal is, you know, we can offer the DirecTV stream now.
Mm.
And that is not, you do not need a satellite. So if you're in an apartment complex, if you're in an area where you don't want a satellite, I can still provide you really awesome TV service without having to go through Spectrum. Spectrum charges $30 a month in tax.
Wow.
Just to have their TV service.
Yeah, is this something where is this set up in a way that you could use, you could keep, let's say, your Spectrum internet, which is quite good quality, frankly.
Yep.
And then, but you get your television through it then, your TV through.
Right.
Okay.
And then I help you lower your Spectrum internet bill. If you have a Spectrum internet bill that's $84, $90, you need to come talk to me. I can help you cut that bill in half.
Mm-hmm. Now, restrictions apply. I'm just going to mention this here just because, you know, FTC. Restrictions apply. Call No Wires Now for details. And internet service is not necessarily provided by Dish, even though we talk about Dish a lot here, okay? And you have all sorts of ways. And what was that Juniper thing you were talking about just a moment ago?
So Juniper 3 is the new satellite internet that I'm offering. If you live out in the country, you can't afford Starlink, call me. I'll help you get something way more affordable. It starts at $65 a month. It's super fast, and you get tons of data.
Okay. The main thing is call before you either get a Starlink, because you're talking about Jupiter 3 being about half the price, and a free install is what you're offering there.
Right.
So half the price. So is the Starlink, you know, the Elon Musk thing, how much does that cost in a month, roughly? I don't know. I've never looked into it.
Oh, my gosh. It's like $120 a month, and the part that we do for people is we do the installation part.
Okay.
They ship the equipment and they expect you to install it yourself. Well, it's not always that easy for people. So my husband will install Starlink for you. Of course, he charges a small fee to do that. And, you know, my favorite thing is Dish. You know, we didn't really talk about Dish. If you're getting that $500 gift card in the mail, call me because I heard those are going away. So the $500 gift card is a great deal. Mention you heard me on Bill Meyer, and I'm going to actually throw in another $100 for you, too.
Okay, that's the thing. My name might not be worth much around town, but it's worth a lot over at No Wires Now. How about that?
Well, you saved our business, Bill, so I'm ever in debt for you.
Hey,
we
are here for local business. You know that, Charisse, and I'm just proud of what you and Lyle have set up, and many KMED and KBXG listeners here in Southwest Oregon have saved a lot of money. They rave about you. And the also great part about this is that instead of having to call the 800 line for a Dish or anything else and then talking to someone in which English is a fourth language, this is Charisse. It's her husband. And who else do you have working down at No Wires right now?
I have a new gal. Her name's Sarah. Mm-hmm. So she's there helping me because I'm so busy.
And you still have Turbo, the guard dog, right? The guard dog.
I have Turbo and my new dog, Blue.
Okay.
He's my new ranch dog. He's so cute.
A ranch dog?
Blue. He's gorgeous.
How do you deal with a ranch dog inside the office? Because don't they have to be kept busy? Or do you keep him busy? I don't know.
He's kind of like in retirement mode. He spent his whole life outside herding the wild bulls and horses.
So now he wants to be inside on a pillow is what you're telling me now.
He
retirement.
Loves it.
Got it.
When it's raining and I open the door, he looks at me like, no way. I have been in the rain my whole life. I am not going outside.
Oh, that's funny, Charisse.
So cute.
All right. So, make sure and mention my name when you call No Wires or text message at 541-680-5875. If you get one of those gift cards from Dish, don't call Dish. Call No Wires, and you'll still get the same value. And a lot of this stuff could be going away. So call 541-680-5875. You want to save money on your phone, your internet, and various other things. You're the people to talk to. Is there anything else you're repping to along with other stuff before we take off here?
Hey, I still have some cool stuff from Vegas. So if you come in just to see me, I'll give you something for free.
Okay. Well, something for nothing.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And No Wires Now is on Biddle Road. What is the address again? Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
My phone's just ringing off the hook.
Oh, your phone's ringing. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, you're getting a little...
It's okay. People are already calling me.
What's your address on Biddle Road? Then we'll cut you loose and you can talk to your clients, all right? You do that.
1560 Biddle Road, Suite B. I'm between People's Bank and FedEx. And you can call me or text me at 541 680-5875. And if you're calling from a landline, you have to dial a 1 first. Okay.
All right, very good. I'll put it up on KMED.com, all the information as always. Charisse, great.
So.
Go talk to your people and save them some money, all right?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
NoWiresNow.com. Remember, restrictions apply. Call NoWiresNow for details, and Charisse will talk your ear off about it, okay? Internet service is not provided by Dish. There we go, 844. Everyone's back and legal. And now I can open the phones to you, 770-5633. Open phones on Pebble in your shoe Tuesday on The Bill Myers Show.
Artisan Bakery Cafe, your go-to for all things delicious. Now serving amazing summer specials. Try their turtle brownie, loaded with caramel and pecans, blueberry cream cheese coffee cake, chocolate hazelnut croissant, lavender cupcakes filled with Bavarian cream, and coconut cream beignets. So many fresh baked goodies just waiting for you. Swing by Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3, and Saturday from 8 to 3, at 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer. That's the Artisan Bakery Cafe.
Getting ready for a summer road trip? Click on the travel report on KMED.com for the latest road construction, road cams, and gas prices in our region. Be prepared with the travel report on KMED.com. Brought to you by Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
Bicoastal Media's 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine, presented by Dusty's Transmissions, is publishing in July. Thank you to all of our winners and advertisers who will appear in the coming edition. In the meantime, you can visit bestofsouthernoregon.com to flip through the current magazine and find all of Southern Oregon's best suppliers of goods and services. Also, please email rvcontact@bicoastal.media if your business is interested in being a pickup location for the 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine.
Hi, I'm Randall from Advanced Air, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
I have a lineup of crazed lunatics on the phone right now, and we're going to have some fun. I don't know if they're crazed lunatics, but sometimes they sound that way. But, you know, we have cast of characters. And let me go to Joel first. Joel's over at the Iron Gate Mud Puddle. Go ahead, Joel. Let's hear you.
Yeah. There are no non-believers in a foxhole.
Oh, is that going back to the conversation on Sebastian Junger this morning, the atheist who was brought to death? He's still an atheist now, but he says he's open to thinking that there's something else going on when you die.
Yeah, there might be a possibility of life after death.
Right, right. He's wondering. What else is on your mind?
Atheist in foxholes, but it's an old one.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a great idea. We send out postcards to all the registered voters, reminding them to take their time and fill out the ballots and send them in early.
Okay.
And if possible, take a picture of your ballot with your cell phone.
Hmm.
And, you know, that way, if we contest the results, we can have proof against their results.
Yeah, that would be trying to convince a lot of people to do it, but I like the intent of it. But remember, you can't go and audit the elections, really, the way it's set up right now. At least in Oregon, you can't, because it would cost several $100,000, if not close to $1 million, in Jackson County to do so.
If we know it's rigged to the hilt.
Okay. Yeah, we're saying, hey, go out and get out the vote. All right. Hey, by the way, are you okay there? How's the mud puddle looking there where the dam was taken out?
Here's another thing. The mud puddle is it's like a mud flat. They need to at least, minimum, go out there with a dredge and suck it down to the bedrock in a 100-yard circle so the helicopter's got some water to grab.
All right, good point. Thanks for the call there. 770-5633. David's in the Bay Area. David, you want to talk about Trump's cabinet, his old cabinet, having not endorsed him now. Go ahead, let's hear it.
Yeah, 44 people that he's had on his cabinet, 40 of them have decided not to endorse him.
Okay.
So, you know, the bulk of them, not only know him personally and have interacted with him personally and know that he is not a professional, that he is a scoundrel, a liar, a cheat, any number of different
it sounds like you're not a Donald Trump supporter, and I understand it's a free country. David, the one thing I would add is that I wasn't real happy with Donald Trump's cabinet last time around. In fact, I looked at most of Donald Trump's candidacy and cabinet as actively working to thwart his political viewpoint. So I'm not surprised about that. You know, the Bill Barrs of the world and various others were really part of D.C. swamp. Now, I'm hoping that maybe that's a little bit different this time. As whether we like a president or whether or not, you would hope that the people who make up the cabinet would actually help support and not thwart a candidate's political view. Would you agree with me on that or not?
Well, it sounds like you're still in the cult then.
Oh, no, I'm certainly not in the cult. I have many problems with Donald Trump, and I've been quite vocal about it. But I am saying, though, is that logically, when I look back at that, realistically, that cabinet, Donald Trump had an amazing ability to pick people who did not really want to support him.
Well, they were usually various. Who was their first... the guy from the CEO of, was it Texaco or was it Chevron that was that?
Yeah, Rex. I think his name was Rex something,
yeah, Rex,
right?
Rex Tillerson.
Yeah, Tillerson.
Right. Yeah, he's not endorsing him. Mm-hmm. Rex Tillerson, big oil, the biggest oil companies in the world.
Well, that should make you happy that a big oil guy doesn't endorse him. Now, of course, you know why a big oil guy won't endorse him. You know why? Price of oil will go down. Yeah. In fact, if Trump is reelected, I'm going to sell all my oil stocks. I'm going to sell them all. Okay.
If big oil gets elevated to a cabinet position and tries to set policy for big oil or for Trump, basically, if you remember some of the incidents that involved Trump and his cabinet, they were cronies and involved in their own schemes.
Yeah, and I get it. And I know that everybody in the Biden administration is pure as the driven snow, too. I get it, David. I appreciate the call. But, yeah, I know you don't like it. I get it. And you're probably going to vote for the Democratic Party candidate. It's all right. It's a free country. Well, at least we say it's a free country. Let me go to Crazy Gene. Hello, Crazy Gene, or not so crazy. Go ahead.
This is Minor Dave.
Oh, Dave, I'm sorry. A different crazy. Go ahead, a different kind of crazy.
Yeah, I want to say that your grandparents or your great-grandparents were lied to because World War I was the war to end all wars, which sowed the seeds for World War II.
Pretty much. Which, all you have to do is look at what happened with the Treaty of Versailles. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
You know, and this is not kissing up to Hitler. It is not. But... the one thing that happened is that there was such a punitive punishment of Germany that it ends up leading to the rise of a strong man that says, hey, you know, we're going to make everything better now. I mean, would you agree? Right. I know it's a little simplistic, but would you agree with me when you look at that? The German people were supposed to be impoverished and poor and starving. And
I had a lot of people in my family that have been in the service throughout the centuries. And I'm going to say, I don't know any veteran that isn't against war, mm-hmm. except for when it's our survival, meaning that. And all these foreign wars that we're getting involved, we should have listened to George Washington.
Well, I don't know. It looks like right now they're trying to tiptoe into a hot war with Russia and possibly defending Taiwan. And other than that, it's going to be a perfectly fine year, Dave. Don't worry about it, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that's all right. The Slim Pickens on top of the nuclear missiles, they're waving their cowboy hats and they're woohoo! Anyway, I know I'm just having a little fun with this on a serious situation. I just can't. It's only so serious I can get about the serious stuff. All right. Since I said I had a whole lineup of crazy malcontents here, we got not so crazy Gene. I think that's you, right, Gene? Go ahead.
That's correct.
All right. Go ahead. Which means, by the way, there are open phones if you wanted to take over. 770-5633. Take it away.
Okay. I was just calling that sake. Okay. Hunter got convicted on all charges.
Yep. All charges. All charges. Count one, count two, count three. He's guilty. We don't know what's going to happen. Do you think he's going to go to jail, though?
Oh, no, no, of course not.
You don't.
But I would just call them, what's the difference between cocaine and crack cocaine? They put cocaine in the original Coca-Cola.
Yeah, they did. Well, crack cocaine, and this was something that black Americans were not really happy about that for the longest time. for the longest time, you had this situation where the drug laws were apparently written, looked to be a little tougher on those who got crack cocaine rather than the powder cocaine, which they figured the whiteys were snorting at the time. Now, I never looked much deeply into that, but that was kind of the claim, you know, the difference. And crack cocaine was the cheap street drug version.
Oh, okay. So there isn't much difference, really. And, yeah, I've tried cocaine myself back when I was younger to go to the coast to ride the dunes after getting off work. And it didn't do anything except give me loads of energy.
Well, that's why they talked about it. All right. Thanks for the call, Gene. 770-5633. 770-KMED. Gosh, what did I do with my emails? I had my emails of the day. All right, I'll find it. Maybe I'll have to do more emails tomorrow. I'm a little ADD, and I haven't had any cocaine. Let me go to line one. Hi, good morning. This is Bill. Who's this? Oh, here's my emails.
Good morning, Bill. It's Gino.
Hey, Gino. What's up?
I'm listening to you talking about the monetary policy, and I want to tell you an experience I had back in the early 2000s.
Sure.
I'm in Aruba. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there with the featured speaker, Dr. Ron Paul, who's running for president at the time. Across the table was Ed Griffin, the author of Creature from Jekyll Island, and David Icke. So we're sitting there with about a half a dozen people in the middle of the night, just having a casual conversation after everybody went to bed. And I looked at him and I said, Dr. Paul, how many people understand how the monetary system works?
Oh, my gosh.
Dr. Paul looked over. How many people in the Congress, excuse me? He looked over at Ed Griffin and he said, maybe one other person, and he's a socialist.
Really?
What can you say?
Wow.
Right? So, again, my joke is that once Ocasio-Cortez got elected, her IQ went up by 50 points, and we should all bow down and listen to her, and she's going to tell you how your grandchildren are going to spend their productivity because she's sending money to other people on your dime, and you're letting her do it.
All right, Gino, on that note, real American salute. Thank you. Okay. All right. Before we take off here, how about some emails of the day? Emails of the day, and those are sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com on Freeman Way in Central Point, right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican Restaurant. While you wait, crowns are a possibility there. They have an in-house lab. Ask them about it. You'll love it. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. All right. And I'm just going to give a quick one here to Granny, who writes this morning about the ODOT Dog and Pony Show, going out there trying to convince everybody how much more money we need to be screwed out of in order for them to keep the roads going. And Granny says, Bill, can we report the state for animal abuse for their dog and pony show? Certainly taxpayer abuse. Brenda writes in this morning, good morning, Bill. Think of all this nonpartisan. I think all this nonpartisan poo is originating from younger people growing up to vote. It seems to all stem from everyone is equal. Everyone's a winner. We all get a participation trophy. All grown up, I use that term loosely, never having been told no or disciplined. Everything I want, do, or say is okay, and you should agree with me. Sorry, I just can't understand these things anymore, Brenda. Brenda says, I grew up in the 60s. We knew right from wrong and had respect for others. I kind of miss those days. Enjoy your show. Thank you. Thank you very much, Brenda. And Keith writes in about the Jackson County Republican Party. Not everyone can afford to pay $37. Yeah, I get that. I get that, Keith, over the Make Oregon Great Again event, which is going to be a week from Friday, Saturday, rather. But you know, it's not a charity case. They have to pay the people that are coming there. There are expenses that go with this. Okay? All right. It is 8:58 and change. I don't know if we have time for a quick call or not. We'll see if it's a good one. Hopefully not. Makes me not regret going to the phones. But hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Selma Dave here.
Selma Dave, you got a minute and a half. Can you make a great point?
Yeah, I can. So to illustrate how government doesn't work very well when they try to do anything, even when they claim it's a noble cause. The pier over in Gaza, where they're trying to deliver this aid, they way overspent for it. We have to bring all our equipment over there to build them a pier,
right,
and give them food. So they finally got it built. Some people got injured. They're mortaring the place anyways. They overspent. They got 23 truckloads on. Then there was a storm. since we don't have any tugs in our inventory to do what they needed to do, they had to rebuild it up the coast, then tug it back. They got it going again. Do you know how much it's cost for every meal that they've delivered?
I am afraid to ask how much it costs to deliver all those meals to Gaza, right?
Each meal has cost us $1,600.
$1,600! God bless America! Wouldn't it have been cheaper just to drop MREs out of a plane? Hey, what?
Yeah, it would have been a lot easier to let the Israelis go in and finish a war and get rid of the terrorists instead of never winning any wars.
Okay, and wash, rinse, repeat. We'll talk tomorrow.
Southern Oregon's place to talk. KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point, Medford, a bi-coastal media station.
It's 9 o'clock at KMED.